I'll say the same thing to Chris, and not only for you to start off second half like this, but also the team.
Yeah, I mean, I think after that little break, you kind of want to have something like this that just kind of gets you going and gets the confidence up, because it almost feels like, I don't want to say a new season, but definitely a different part of the season after that All-Star break and going in with the trade deadline and obviously playoffs coming up in a couple months. So, yeah, it's super nice to start with that and just get the confidence up and just kind of remind us how good we really are.
It's a light catching Chris Sale, and knowing that, you know, you start to hear, you heard some of those questions and where he, you know, where he is in history. And well, what's it like just to be back there?
It seems like he passes a new record every time he goes out and starts. So, like, it's pretty special. I mean, he can do a lot of things and execute them at a really high level, and he has really good stuff behind that as well. But, I mean, I think what makes it even more special is, like, just what he does off the field and stuff like that for the team and how good of a guy he is and how he wants everyone to do as good as they can do. And he kind of has that switch when he gets on the mound. He's the baddest dude out there, but off the field and besides that, just an incredible teammate.
Can you give an example of something he does off the field to bring you guys together?
He just, like, hangs out with everyone. Like, I think it's just, like, the little interactions. Like, you walk past him. I mean, you hear all the, like, all the stats that were said earlier about how he's the only pitcher to do this or highest strikeout rate or whatever it may be. And he's just so down to earth, and you walk by him, he'll say hi to you every single time. He makes you feel like you belong, and it's just pretty special seeing that from a guy like him.
Coming off the or out of the break and having the opportunity to experience the All-Star game, but also to get back to work here in the second half, how are you feeling at the plate? Because you had that kind of pause in the midst of your season, kind of maybe slowed you down a little bit, but it does seem like the swings are starting to really come back to the way that you maybe feeling more like yourself again.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a little point where I didn't really feel like myself. And I think it's just about kind of working through that. I know there's still going to be ups and downs and stuff, but it's getting back to feeling confident at the plate and trying to swing on strikes and take my best swing when the ball is over the plate. So it's just kind of coming in and day out and trying to do that as much as I can. And I think these last couple of days, it's definitely felt a little better. And, I mean, I'm sure the break helped a little bit as well, just kind of reset and just kind of clear up the mind a little bit.
Take us through that eighth inning at bat of Victor Maderos.
I mean, I was sitting in the dugout, and I looked back, and he has a helmet and batting gloves, and I was like, what in the world is going on? So, yeah, I was pretty shocked, and he was up in, like, six people, I feel like it was, so I was like, I hope he gets up. But he was ready to go, I mean, six people before his spot was up. But we were all fired up when he got the chance to hit, and he was going to make the most of it like he did. So, I mean, that was awesome to see. And doing that and then coming back and throwing a good ninth inning was pretty awesome to watch. So he's fired up in there right now.
Do you know
who's bat he used? Yeah, Olsen. He used Olsen's bat and Olsen's batting gloves. So those will go down. I'm sure he'll keep those. And, I mean, 2,000 OPS ain't bad.
Yeah, hi, from the English press. Can we take any lessons in terms of a winning mentality? Can we get us over the line in soccer?
I mean, I know Mike's your biggest fan, but I mean, it just kind of, it's not looking too far forward. It's just kind of taking what's in front of you right now in the present. And I mean, in baseball, it's not taking a pitch off. I don't really know exactly the words to translate that to soccer. I mean, not taking a minute off in a game or whatever it may be, and just trying to stay as locked in.
Focus. And
just focus throughout the entire game. And when you have the entire team doing that at the same time, a lot of times good results happen. And even if it might not be every single game, it's like over the course of a season, you win more than you lose. Yeah.
Does the boost in Philadelphia fire you up a little bit?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, to be honest. I mean, they got a passionate fan base, and And they booed pretty much everyone except the Philly fan or the Philly players and McGonagall because he was from there. But I mean, it makes for a fun atmosphere. I'll definitely say that.
Thank you.
Thanks for attending.